Daily Meditations of Pope Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo Di Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
Freedom is the fruit of a personal encounter. God has our freedom very much at heart. He wants us to be free. He loves us in as much as we are free. But why does God love our freedom? Because he sees in us the image of his incarnate Son, who has always adhered freely to the Father's plan, who freely accepted a body and freely abased himself to the point of death on the cross in that sacrificial oblation which the sacrament of the Eucharist actualizes every day on the altar. Genuine freedom is the fruit of a personal encounter with Jesus. The rich youth in the Gospel of Matthew did recognize in the Lord the possibility of human fulfillment, but did not have the courage to follow him all the way because he had too many riches. He believed mistakenly that true freedom was the absence of links, of ties, and of any obedience. And so, although he remained apparently free to act according to his own autonomous choices, he went away sad. We can undoubtedly try to build our life without Christ, but with the one consequence of remaining always alone and disconsolate. Jesus alone makes us free. One cannot think of freedom without thinking of the term liberation. Jesus is for us liberation. Liberation from sin, from our false desires, and ultimately from ourselves. Liberation is the most beautiful existential reverberation that faith can elicit in our life.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com.